Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katiel Blad. Parashah Shemot. Names. Week 13, Third Aliyah. Glancing this way and that, and seeing no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. When Pharaoh heard of this, he tried to kill Moses. Exodus 2, 12 and 15. Is it possible to hide sin? Moshe had a strong desire to help his Hebrew brothers. He felt identified with them, much more than with the Egyptian royal house. This was from the Eternal, who created him to be the deliverer of the people of Israel. However, the time for the people's deliverance was not ripe just yet. Moshe did all he could with his youth strength to help his people, but his attempt was a complete and utter failure. In his anger, he killed an Egyptian that wasn't the way to free the people. The people of Israel didn't acknowledge him as their deliverer, in spite of the fact that the Eternal had called him to be that. The reason of the failure was because it wasn't time yet and because he used his own strength instead of working with the Eternal. Moshe had a lot to learn. His character wasn't prepared for enduring the people's complaints in the desert. He also was too self-confident. He hadn't learned to walk in the time of the Eternal or working with him. He needed many years in the desert training to become the deliverer of the people of Israel. Moshe thought that he could commit murder and get away with it. He hid the body in the sand, but can sin actually be hidden? And for how long? Maybe it's possible to hide many sins from the eyes of men, but most certainly not from the eyes of the one who sees it all, even the heart's motivation. Sooner or later, all things that men hide will come to light, as well as all works that have been done in the dark. There is nothing hidden before the heavenly court, before whom one day every single person will have to give accounts for his or her deeds. Besides, in order to be a public character, acknowledged by the people, one has to live his private life as if it were public too. A heaven-approved leader cannot go around hiding his sins. They will come to light sooner or later. And so it was that Moshe's sin came to Pharaoh's ear, and he tried to have him killed. He who conceals his sin does not prosper, but whoever confesses and renounces them finds mercy. Proverbs 28:13. May the Eternal help us not to hide anything from him, but to live out in the light. This way, we will know where to walk without stumbling. May you be strong and be blessed. Shalom.